8:06 our time, and we are very pleased to have Josh Wojciechowski of Cornwall, the Cornwall supervisor, on the line with us. And we're going to chit-chat a little bit about the fact that elections are coming up and Josh running for re-election. So, Josh, welcome to our morning show, and I hope you're doing well this morning.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, of course, it's a little crazy every morning. I've got two kids that I've got to, you know, get off to school. So this morning I had to get them out a little bit earlier, but wanted to make time for this, you know, conversation because I think it's important to that the residents get to hear from me before Election Day.
Okay, perfect. Well, we appreciate you spending a couple of minutes of your time with us this morning. There have been some questions that have been posed by residents, and we've got just a couple to, you know, to ask you about and see what your opinions are. So we'll start with this one. What is your plan to bring more revenue to the town and to alleviate the constituents' tax burden?
Sure. So I think we can all agree that Cornwall has an affordability problem. It's largely driven by the lack of a commercial tax base and the fact that 36% of properties are off the tax roll. So that really limits the amount of tax revenue we're getting from commercial properties, and it mostly goes to residential property owners. I think that you know, we can do this through long-term planning, smart economic development in our commercial corridors, and focusing on downtown revitalization that takes advantage of Strumpeing Arts Center, West Point Military Academy, and all of the, you know, scenic beauty that drives all the outdoor recreational visitors to the region. And since taking office, we've actually been executing on this plan by applying and securing the New York Forward grant. We got $4.5 million to execute on this vision. We're working to redevelop a formerly blighted property on Main Street, the former Bernico property. That is nearing the final stages of approval for a hotel, which will generate hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for the town, even more for the school district. And then, of course, you know, partnering with, you know, entrepreneurs, property owners, investors, the county and the state. We've already been executing on this plan, and I believe if we have two more years on the clock, we can make even more progress. But you can't just, I mean, one of the things you can't do, you can't just put a tax cut in place unless you pay for it. Because if you don't pay for it, then what you have to do is you then have to severely cut services because we just don't have that tax base to support, you know, the current services and to severely cut taxes. So we have to plan for that, and that's exactly what we're doing. We want to do all that in a responsible manner.
You know, I'm gonna tie in another question that we were gonna ask you because you kind of like half answered it, because we were wondering, you know, with regard to how will you be moving forward with the boutique hotel on Main Street, and apparently you're already indicating that you believe that's going to be a really positive effect on the community.
Oh, sure. So I mean, look. First of all, you know, the hotel is consistent with Cornwall's approved comprehensive plan. I believe it's going to have a positive impact on the community. You know, look, we need a tax base to help, you know, alleviate the burden on homeowners. And I think Main Street is the right place for that type of investment. The hotel project is currently designed, fits within all of the zoning regulations. The height of the hotel, that's allowed according to the zoning regulations. So, you know, look, it fits within what's currently on the books in terms of the zoning regs. I think that the other thing we have to take into account, too, is, I mean, look, this property is currently an eyesore. It's a formerly blighted property that the current property owner purchased. He cleaned up, you know, spills on the property, did some environmental remediation, and it's going to be an adaptive reuse property as well, project as well, because he's going to use parts of the existing building and footprint versus just digging up the entire property. So I think overall, this is the type of development that we want to see throughout Cornwall, which is basically using, you know, cleaning up blighted sites and reusing, you know, brownfields and existing properties versus, you know, cutting down more trees. I think this is exactly the type of thing that we want to do. And, you know, again, it's going through the planning board. It's following all the processes as they have to, you know, go through. And I just think this is going to be, you know, great for the community.
Okay, perfect. We know that there is some drainage problem issues on Clinton, Sheldon, Robert Road, and Hasbrook area. And I mean, you know, as town supervisor, you know, what do you think that you can help move forward and handle some of the problems that might be there and how they might be able to be fixed?
So what I would say is, I mean, look, this is a long-time problem that I think has only gotten worse as, you know, we've had these extreme weather events caused by climate change, et cetera. You know, look, since coming into office, my team has been able to secure $2 million in federal and state funds for this project. You know, of course, as part of this project, we also learned that there's a number of drainage easements that we have to get from, I think it's about six property owners on Robert Road and Sheldon Drive. Former Supervisor Randy Clark, he had almost completed acquiring these easements, but after he lost in 2015, the subsequent administration, they neglected to follow through. And so for, I think, you know, 6 years or so, those drainage easements were just not acquired. And so when I got back in the office, the residents reached out to me, and they were like, hey, you know, don't forget about us. We've got to get these easements in place. And so we've gotten of the six properties, we now have three signed easements, and we're working on getting the other three. But without getting these drainage easements, we can't even, you know, get shovels in the ground in the spring. So we're trying to proactively, you know, get that done. And the other thing we're doing is we're expecting to be applying for additional federal and state dollars for this project. We got a $300,000 planning grant from the state and FEMA this year, and that was to design a project and then allow us to submit a construction grant for this. And so we plan on submitting a grant application for another, you know, $1 to $2 million, which should, you know, essentially cover the full cost of the project if you add in the grants we've already secured. But I think we really have to be proactive with this stuff, because what's happening is that we've got, you know, look, all of Cornwall essentially, you know, all the water comes down from the mountain, it drains down these areas where they have streams, and then it goes into the Hudson River. And so we've got to really be proactive about, you know, hardening our infrastructure, becoming more resilient, because, it, you know, I know they call them, you know, 100-year or 1,000-year floods, but it seems like we get them, like, every year now in different parts of, you know, the state, the Hudson Valley, and even in Cornwall. And we really have to be ready for this, because I don't know how many times, you know, people can be expected to go and have to spend $50 to $100, you know, on their house. I mean, we're also having, you know, like, situations where people that aren't in flood zones, which means they can't get flood insurance, you know, what are they supposed to do? You know, I don't know about you, but if tomorrow I just had to come up with, you know, $50,000 to, or $100,000 to repair my house from a flood, I mean, you know, I don't know that I could do that. And I think that's probably, you know, similar case with a lot of people in Cornwall. So we have to do the preventative work to, you know, help the residents out.
Okay. Josh, one more question before we let you go and go back to work.
Yeah.
You kind of alluded to some of the things that you've already been working on, but is there anything else specific you'd like to discuss as to your accomplishments, you know, as the current supervisor?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think some of the biggest things that we've done, I mean, obviously I mentioned the $4.5 million from New York Forward, the $2 million in federal funding for the Hasbrook drainage. I think one of the most important things, and probably the one I'm the most proudest of, would be fixing EMS service in Cornwall. And so over the last, well, roughly about, let's just say a year and a couple of months, Mayor Galliano and I, we got together and we basically fixed the issue. And we went out and we partnered with New Windsor EMS and we formed Cornwall EMS. And now we have this partnership that is financially strong. They've got 100% response rate, and, you know, we believe that this is like a model for the region. In fact, they won awards this year as EMS Agency of the Year, and so I think that's an incredibly important, in fact, that decision I know has already saved lives in the town of Cornwall. The other thing I think is important as well is that, you know, some of the things that we've done, I just think that sort of, you know, we've really invigorated our alliances with the village, the county, the state, and the federal government. We have really good relationships with them. So, you know, we can pick up the phone. We can get, you know, right after the flood, I mean, we essentially had, you know, we had the Senate Majority Leader, we had Congressman Ryan, we had all of our state reps. You know, we had a lot of, you know, we had a lot of attention directed at Cornwall, and I really think that that helped, you know, get FEMA to provide public assistance to municipalities much faster than it normally would have. And now we have to pressure getting the individual assistance for residents. And, you know, I just know that, you know, government is a team sport, and if you don't have good relationships and you don't have access to the funds and resources you need, you're not going to be able to get anything done. So I am very proud of that. And I guess the other thing is, you know, I feel like I work pretty well on a bipartisan level with my colleagues across the aisle. You know, at this level of government, you can't be partisan. You have to work with everyone in order to get things done. So I'm definitely proud of that. And, you know, I think as far as, you know, next in term two, I mean, really just, you know, real quick if I have the time, the four things that I want to work on, continue on the affordability issue. So that's economic development. We've got to continue protecting our scenic beauty and natural resources. We've got to update infrastructure, make Cornwall more resilient to climate change. And, you know, we're going to continue working across the aisle, you know, with our partners in a bipartisan manner. Those are the things, you know, if I get two more years on the job, we're going to, you know, I like to make every day count. I've got this countdown clock in my office, which basically counts down the days I have, and I try it. It reminds me every day that you have to make every day count because you only have so many days in office. And so those are my plans for the next 2 years, if I'm lucky enough to be reelected, you know, next Tuesday.
Josh, we want to thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on Energy 103. And, of course, we want to remind all our listeners that Election Day coming up next Tuesday, and you definitely want to get out there and exercise your right to vote because that's one of the most important things we have as American citizens. Josh, again, thank you for spending a few minutes with us, and we appreciate your time and also answering our questions. And we look forward to talking with you again at some point.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.